Hi, I'm Pete McCall, and welcome to this episode of the All About Fitness Podcast. This episode is going to be what I call Quick Fit Tip. What we're going to do is just talk a little bit about training, talk about one little training strategy that maybe you should start applying. But first, before I go into the Quick Fit Tip, I want to say thank you to a listener who took the time to write in and share some of her thoughts. Tasha, I want to say thank you for listening to All About Fitness. I'm really stoked to hear that it's helping you on your path and on your journey for fitness. I really appreciate that. And Tasha shared with me a few ideas and a few thoughts that really I'm just going to take into heart. And so I thank her for that. It has to do with the episode I released regarding Equinox and Ross. And I think this is true for everybody, right? Is we can all look for language and ways to be more inclusive. We should look for ways to find common ground as opposed to saying, well, this is my way of thinking. If you don't like it, then bye. You know, that's probably not the best thing to say. So I should and I can look for common ground. And so, Tasha, thank you. I really appreciate your insight on that. On this quick fit tip, what I want to talk about is something that we should all think about. And that's how we change the intensity or change the type of our workouts. I'm recording this. It's early September 2019. You may be listening to some other time in the future. But in September, we transition from fall to summer, from summer to fall. In September, we transition from summer to fall. You know, now we'll be in fall until December. Then December will transition from fall into winter. And then in March, we'll transition from winter to spring. In June, we transition from spring into summer. So we have four seasons throughout the year, depending on where you live. You know, some places, like I used to live in Mid-Atlantic in the Washington, D.C. area, and D.C. has very four specific seasons. I live here in San Diego now in Southern California, and it doesn't really, our Southern California, the seasons in San Diego, you tell them by the starboards, you know, by the starboards menu. We're about to go into pumpkin spice latte season, then we're going to have peppermint mocha season, and then we'll have fruit refresher season, and then we'll have frozen drink season. But you get the point. I mean, the fact is we know we have four seasons. Well, here's the thing, folks. There's a philosophy of training and a theory of training called periodization. And now keep in mind that everything related to exercise science, everything that we understand about our body and the body's response to exercise is a theory. We observe data and then we based on the data that we see, we put together a theory about how the body works. So periodization is a pretty accepted theory about adaptation to training. And what periodization tells us is that we want to have different levels of intensity of exercise intensity. We don't always want to train at the same intensity. You know, let's take high intensity interval training, for example. High intensity interval training is a great format of exercise, but by its definition, it's very high intensity. You've heard me talk about that on here before. And high intensity training is good, but the body can't adapt to high intensity training all the time. It's too much stress for the body. So there needs to be periods of lower intensity training for when the body is adapting. So if you do a high intensity interval workout like on a Monday, you might need 2 days for your body to adapt to that. Now, if you do a period of high intensity interval training for maybe 6 to 8 weeks where you do it consistently, your body's going to have a period where it adapts to that, where it adjusts to that type of intensity. But after a period of time, your body adapts to any type of exercise that you're doing. So guess what it's time to do? It's time to change the type of exercise that you're doing. So if you've done a series of high-intensity interval training for a while, it might be a good idea to step back and maybe do some steady-state training. Interval training is alternated in intensity. You do a very short, high-intensity bout of exercise, followed by a short, low-intensity bout of where basically you're recharging the battery. Steady state training is just what we've done for years, going out and holding a steady state tempo for a period of time. So the idea is that you want to change the type of exercise that you do. If you do high intensity interval training for a while, you want to change the type of stress on your body by shifting into steady state training. With weight training, you might do heavy barbell training for a while. Then maybe you should shift into a body weight program for a while because heavy weight barbell training is good. Barbell strength training is one of the best ways to get strong and grow muscle, but the body still needs time to adapt. So there are a couple different concepts of periodization. And folks, if you want a little more detail on this, I'm going to have two links below down the show notes to blogs that I wrote for the American Council on Exercise on this concept. But there are two different types of periodization. One is structured or linear periodization. In a structured or linear periodization program, every few weeks, the intensity of exercise gets a little bit harder. And then every 3 weeks, there's a period of rest, a 1 week rest. So let me do a better job of explaining that. In a structured linear program, you might do 3 weeks of exercise at 70% of your max intensity. So you can do 3 weeks at 70% of your max intensity and then take 1 week off. That 1 week is like a rest week of where the body adapts to the exercise it just did for 3 weeks. After that 1 week of rest, and that's more of an active rest, that's a lighter just body weight workout. So then in the linear scheme, you go now into 3 weeks of training at 85% of your max intensity. So in the first training program, you might do 3 weeks at 75% of your max intensity, doing sets of maybe, 10 repetitions. Then when you progress up to 3 weeks of 85% of your max intensity, you might be doing sets of 6 repetitions. And then you take a week off. And then finally you do a third period of 3 weeks at maybe 90 or 95% of your max intensity, where you're doing sets for only 2 or 3 repetitions at a time. And then you take the time off. But what you're doing is you're creating a structure for using different levels of intensity. That's a linear periodization program. Linear periodization is perfect for people who play sports or if you have a known event, like you're training for a marathon. If you've ever done a marathon program, or if you've ever followed any type of running program, you've probably followed a structured linear periodization program, meaning that the volume, the amount of running distance you did, gradually increased the closer you got to the competition date. But then about 2 weeks out from the competition date, you backed off your training in what's called a taper. That's one form of periodization, linear periodization. The NFL is a perfect, or American football is a perfect example of that. Because if football season starts on September 1, high school, college, NFL, doesn't matter. If football season starts on September 1, then you can go back to March and start it in March. That's when you can structure a periodized program to peak for football season. So that's linear periodization. That means you're doing it structured. The intensity gets more challenging or less challenging over blocks of time, periods of time. It could be weeks. It could be months. The second form of periodization is called nonlinear or undulating periodization. That means that you're doing your intensity changes from workout to workout to workout. Now, a lot of us out there that exercise recreationally, nonlinear periodization is probably the best way to follow. And think about this. Nonlinear periodization means you can do a really heavy training day on a Monday, and then Tuesday could be a light training day. Maybe Monday you do heavy barbell training. Tuesday you could go for a slow jog or a fast walk or do a body weight workout or maybe take a yoga class. And then Wednesday, when you've recovered from Monday, Wednesday you can now go and do a more moderate intensity training day. But nonlinear periodization is the intensity of the workout changes from workout to workout. In a linear program, a linear periodization program, you're building up to a specific date and time. You're trying to train for a specific event or competition season. In nonlinear periodization, you're adjusting the intensity from workout to workout, understanding that the body should not probably do 2 or 3 high-intensity workouts in a relatively short period of time because the body needs rest. In a nonlinear program, you should be hitting maybe 2 or 3 high-intensity workouts a week, but your other workouts, 3 or 4 other workouts, can be low to moderate intensity. So all that is just a structure, folks, a way to organize the programs. And the reason why I'm recording this now is I try to get people, and I've done this for years, every time the seasons change, I change the programs for clients, I change the class workouts I do, and I change my programs. Because when you look at a season, a weather season, fall, spring, summer, whatever, is about 12 or 13 weeks. That's about the right amount of time for the body to adapt to a type of training. If you do barbell training, it's going to take your body about 10 to 12 weeks to adapt to what it's doing. So if you start a barbell program in September, then by December, when it's getting ready to transition into winter season, then maybe transition to a different type of training. So if you do barbell training for fall, then maybe transition to body weight training or kettlebell training in winter. And then when you come out of winter and you're getting ready for spring, maybe transition to a different type of training. And this can correspond to your favorite types of activities, folks. If you like being outdoors in the winter, you want to prepare your fitness program to be more fit and more active for the winter. If you want to prepare to be outside more of the summer, you got to structure your program be more so you can do that, be more summer ready. But all I want you to think about is ways to adjust the exercise so we're not always doing the same exercise at the same intensity all the time. Because if you do that, that is a surefire way to cause injury, and that's a surefire way to become demotivated from training. periodization works. Periodization is a theory that has been around for years, going back to the late 50s and 1960s. You might be familiar with it because somebody a number of years ago took the concept and called it muscle confusion. So you might be listening to this, go, this sounds kind of familiar. Yeah, all the folks at Beach Bodies did was they took the science from the Soviet Union, from Yedvev and Zatsyorsky and Verkhoshansky. The Soviet research scientists were the one that came up, that created the periodization structures, and all Beach Bodies did and said, hey, we're going to put a snazzy label on it, we're going to call it muscle confusion, and put it out to the masses. So there you go, folks. Thanks for stopping by, and I look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.